What's up, Internet? This is Scott Woods of Race Against the Machine. This is a special episode. Aaron No Name and I had recorded like a two-hour whole shebang the other day to surprise you, but the sound quality on it was not up to our standards. And so I was able to kind of pull out maybe about 35 minutes specifically about the elections, because that's all the fuck y'all care about anyway right now. And so we kind of cleaned that up as best we could, and we're going to give you that. All right? Peace, and be safe out there. Anyhow. Speaking of things that are a trip, so you put Bernie on a list, but without any qualifier.
You just
like talking about Bernie?
No.
Out of the 25 candidates? Because he's not the one getting the press right now.
I regretfully believe that Bernie is the only shot that we have at maintaining any semblance of democracy. And I hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
Like, personally, like, if you're just picking your candidates that who you like.
Yeah.
I like Warren. I've always liked her. I feel like she should have ran against Hillary. You know what I mean? Did she run in that primary?
I don't think so.
Just get knocked out early? She didn't run, did she?
No, I don't think she did at all. I think she was waiting to be picked for some shit that they didn't win.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I like Warren, but part of that's just the way my mind works. Like, I like people who tell me how they're going to do things instead of just saying shit.
Yeah.
What really alarms me about this whole season right now is I feel like Democratic voters just have their head in the sand about the election process and the type of election that they're looking at.
Okay.
I mean, the Supreme Court has justified scrubbing names off of voting records. The Voting Ethics Commission that was established, and that dude from Kansas that stole votes and got censured for it was in charge of. That didn't go away. It just got rolled into Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. So that has existed for 3 years or whatever.
Right.
I feel I'm disappointed. Like, it's discouraging to me that the average Democratic voter just still can't admit that that last election was stolen.
Yeah.
And that they actually won it. I think if they could just admit that, it would change their perspective on this election.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if he can steal it as who he was then he can steal it with the preparation and who he is now.
Sure.
And Bernie's the only one that polls totally different from the rest of them. Just in terms of pure strategy, not in terms of policy or anything else. He polls totally different. Like, and I feel like, you know, somebody like Warren, she wins the states that Hillary won by like wider margins.
Yeah.
But in terms of electoral college, it still has to be, I guess what I'm getting at, is it still has to be close enough to steal.
Correct. We said that before.
Yeah, we're still enough of a democracy that has to be close enough to steal. And I don't think Warren gets us over that hump.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bernie does because he takes from Trump's base.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, like, the biggest fight between the Democratic base is which type of election we're in. Yeah. Is this a balls to the wall, get Trump out of office election, or are we all going to play, you know, the morality game? And they don't have that answer. They don't have that answer. I think a lot of people are saying, I'll vote for whatever Democrat, blah, blah, but I mean, the polls don't seem to reflect that. You know, a lot of people look like, well, if this candidate don't win, then I go with this one. But if they're not there at the end, then I'm just tapping out. Kind of situation. It appears to be what's on the table. We always have to kind of qualify that anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, that real primary debate and that fight is what we're having as a group of people.
Yeah.
And it's really unfortunate that it's boiling down to that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, for lots of reasons, but one reason that jumps out at me is because when you're faced with the things that we are faced with as a country, and you go, at this stage of things, well, I got to vote my conscience. And you know that voting your conscience likely splits your party, fractures your party, leaves Trump in office for another 4 years. I mean, at the point that you know that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're kind of an asshole.
Yeah, I think it's classist.
Definitely.
I mean,
definitely.
You only are going to say that if you can afford, you feel like you're going to be able to afford to write out the repercussions.
Yeah. Like, I don't know enough about German history to draw the correlation between the person with that position and the German who was like, well, I'm not going to a camp.
Right, right.
That's no longer theoretical.
Of course.
Right? It's no longer semantics.
Right.
Like, you're doing that now.
You're doing that now.
You know?
Yeah.
You ain't got no ovens, but you're doing that now. I mean, congratulations on not getting to the oven part yet. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, it took a long time.
You know?
Yeah. But it's more sophisticated now. There's other ways to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Hurricane Maria, man. Just let them die.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But, like, I'm with you. I think.
Still don't have power in Puerto Rico.
Right.
Power.
Right.
Power.
Right.
That's us doing that to them.
Yeah.
We're doing that to them. To Americans.
Yeah. Yeah, like you say, it's not ovens, but it's death.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, like, dying at the hands of your state is still.
Yeah.
Egregious enough. I don't think it has to be like something out of a crazy ass horror movie for it to be bad, you know?
Kids are dying. That should be coming after every story or new picture of a kid in a camp. By the way, 7 kids have died in these things.
Yeah.
This thing that I'm showing you. Mm-hmm. 7 of them have died to date.
Right.
That should just be constantly thrust out there.
Right.
You know, it's not like here are thousands of very uncomfortable children.
Right.
Here are thousands of children who are crying all the time, 24 hours a day, can't speak to anyone that they know, because that's apparently not enough. I don't know that any of it is enough.
None of
it is
enough.
But at the very least, you know, you would hope that you're not really risking not removing somebody like that from office, someone who's made that possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I think we've talked about it before, at least I feel like I've mentioned before back to, right, because I was just talking about it, but Tahrir Square and all that, you know, that for that election they had, all that was to win an election. They got their election, you know, and they had like the fucking entrenched power guy running.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the Muslim Brotherhood guy running.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had like 5 moderate candidates in between running. And I'm sure there were significant political differences and even moral differences between those 5 moderate candidates. But that was not the time to vote your conscience.
Right.
That was the time to vote strategically because of everything it took just to get that election to happen.
Mm.
And so they ended up with a situation where all it took was 15% of the vote and you won.
Right.
Whereas if they'd have like... if those 5 middle candidates had consolidated into some kind of alliance, or at least voters had picked one of them, he would have won a landslide.
Hmm.
I mean, a total landslide if you looked at the numbers leading up to it.
And that's why you can't fall back on the Electoral College argument, right?
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, while that is technically true,
uh-huh.
you know, that regardless of the popular vote, the Electoral College votes, if the popular vote is landslidey enough...
It's reflected in the electoral.
Those votes will flip. You know, nobody wants to go back to a state. They don't want to go back to their state and be like, yeah, I mean, I saw your votes.
Oh.
You know, they can do that to like a slice of that state, but they can't do that to like a whole state. I mean, I shouldn't say they can't. They have. I don't think they could do it if it were like a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they can be swayed to, you know, to do the will of the people. If enough of the people...
If there's a true groundswell and a true wave. I mean, even historically, like, even, like, monarchs, historically, every now and then, put their finger in the air to make sure they're not running too afoul of the will of the people.
Sure.
So, as bad as it is, to throw in the towel over some shit like that is just bullshit.
But, you know, this is the problem that I keep having these days, is that when somebody says... They come to me and they say, okay, so who do you like in the candidates? And then I blow it out to this big picture shit, which basically just means your entire system is corrupt, don't vote, right?
Uh-huh.
Or whatever. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
And so I never really get to just talk to them about what their particular candidate is or isn't doing, because I'm just like, yeah, but they're all trash or whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I feel like we've just done that for like the umpteenth time.
I'm not doing that.
When somebody just wants to know, like, okay, is Bernie cool or not? I feel like he's cool, but I can't tell. You know, is Kamala Harris cool or not? I can't tell. How do I weigh my candidate? Because ultimately, you want them to vote.
Yeah.
And before we get to the part where they're voting for a person, we got to get them there. We got to get them through the morass. Of-
well, to me, the way to get through that is to remember that you can get them there and then tell them what to do. That is an option.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, if Hillary was president right now, I mean, God, I fucking hate Hillary. She's friends with Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger should have been in jail for the last 40 years. Okay? It's not about who you like.
Right.
It's not like you're not voting for a fucking class president. Okay? I don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at work, there's people I don't like, but who I can work with. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's people I like that I can't work with also, by the way, at work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A politician is an amoral function to be a politician.
Hmm.
There is no moral compass. They're like a basketball coach drawing up their offensive and defensive strategies. That's how they determine the positions they take.
Right.
And if you want a representative government, by the way, you want it to be that way. So don't fucking complain. Because if they have their own ideals that they're going to pursue no matter what, guess who they're not representing?
But you see, here's the problem. Here's the reality.
Yes.
The reality is that people want to vote once and then they want to go live. And they want to let that person be on remote control on morality.
Yes. And I think our current situation should have, at this point,
100% of the time we get burned.
Because that's not it.
That, I agree. I'm with you.
Look. If you don't want to end up having to do at some point, or your kids or grandkids or their kids, at some point, if you don't want right here to be having to do what they're doing in Sudan, then you have to pay attention now.
Right.
It's just upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit of citizenship upkeep. And if you don't want to fucking do that little bit of work, then, you know, fucking stockpile some guns because your fucking grandkids are going to need them to overthrow the ruthless assholes who are already amoral.
Yeah.
Like this idea that we can just vote for the moral one and then we can chill.
Right.
It's bullshit. Because even if you do that, even if there is a moral one and you do vote for them, if you chill, they lose the ability to do that shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so... that's just bullshit.
That's just how we are, though. That's what we do.
Right.
That's how we are politically programmed.
This conflation of consumerism and...
I mean, I don't know what it would take at this point to flip that switch, right? Like, so many bad things happen so regularly in this country.
Yeah.
You know?
In the open at this point.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, you used to be like, well, these things have always happened. Yeah, but not like this, or not to this degree. Or there's a reason why every time there's like a mass shooting, it's always record breaking.
Yeah.
Right. Because shit is getting worse. Right.
Right.
So I don't know what it would take to make us as citizens to flip that switch. I don't know how bad things would have to get. I don't even know if things getting bad is the way that would happen. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm starting to believe that that's not the way that that would happen.
Right. Like, I mean, but what's the alternative? That somebody offers you something incredible, right? Like, do we have to have a candidate that somehow is able to offer everyone fucking hover cars? I don't know. I mean, like, you know, look, vote for me. I'm going to guarantee anybody votes for me gets motherfucking, I'm going to turn all the Monopoly money in your house into real money. You can trade all of the Monopoly money in your house right now for real U.S. currency and do what the fuck you want with it. I don't care. Non-taxable. You bring it. It's like a trade guns program. If you make me president, you show up at these stations with your Monopoly money. We verify that it's actual Parker Brothers Monopoly money.
Right.
I'm going to flip that 500 to an actual 500. I'm going to flip your five into an actual five.
That could be a form of reparations in and of itself.
We know what Monopoly money feels like, so don't try to print off the shit. Don't do that. We know what the deal is. Just know that, you know, that's going to be my platform. Like, I mean, is that what it would take? The platform of further comfort in the face of despair? I mean,
I think it would take
spiraling despair.
I think it would take somebody maintaining the momentum. You know, like, I think there's still like a groundswell that's waiting to happen in this country that, you know, Obama harnessed. Mm-hmm. He's filling stadiums.
Yeah.
You know, but then once he got in office, he quickly, like, for whatever reason, untethered himself from that momentum.
Mm.
But I think a candidate who could whip up that kind of momentum and then keep it going and start giving people real-time yields, I think that would maintain a level of investment that would be healthy, you know?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many, like, just right now, there's so many candidates trying to play, you know, the Obama card. And it's just like, everybody's just like, I got burned once.
Yeah, I mean, he blew it.
I'm good on
that. We've talked about that.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, you could say, oh, I knew him, and, like, people are going to vote for you now.
Mm-hmm.
But just that style of, like, I mean, ultimately, it's a populist groundswell.
Right.
Because half these people didn't know what they were voting for. Like, a good chunk of them voted for Obama and then flipped to Trump. So, clearly, they just want somebody that's going to do some shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A good portion of them.
Right.
And that's why I think Bernie has to win.
Because
Bernie gets them in his camp.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it impossible to steal a state like Michigan. You know, those close Pennsylvania. Bernie doesn't, it's not even close enough to steal if he's running against Trump. Those states,
mm-hmm.
he gets those people cheering for him.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what he does. And I mean, he's not my number one dude or anything, but.
You want to win or not?
Do you want, yeah, I mean, he would probably close the concentration camps.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's a start.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I do find the tactic of the whole party right now fascinating, especially at this stage of things where they're all just kind of promising this, just the most fantastic platforms you've ever heard, right? Shit that they used to just be like,
that's not doable. That's not realistic.
Yeah, we can't, we're not going to win on that. And then now they're all like, reparation.
Well, yeah.
Free school, you know, erase your debt, you know, all this, you know, just
the free school stuff. One trips me out a little bit.
Why you say that?
I don't know, man, because of the history of what a university is in this country. It's built to be a gateway to wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, originally, before they let women in, they were just finishing schools for rich white guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, the girl graduated high school, went to finishing school, and the rich white dude went to university. And they both functioned pretty much the same way. It wasn't related to your career. You're just making your social connections and finishing.
Right.
But it's still a gateway to
I like work. How you hit me with the teacup finishing.
That's what they were doing. But, I mean, it's a big gateway to wealth. Until regular folks start getting degrees.
Sure. But it hasn't really functioned in that capacity exclusively for some time, right?
And I think it's inversely proportionate to how much of regular people end up with university degrees. You know, like a university degree does for you now what a high school diploma did for my dad's generation.
True that.
It's like, so if you want a degree that makes you money, you have to get postgraduate work.
Yeah.
So if you make university free for everybody, you just turn that shit into high school in terms of, like, social capital, you know? I don't think that's the way to go.
Mm.
It would be awesome if we had some other things happening so that your university degree could actually get you some money.
Well, that's
but
way
without more. Fixing those things, I don't buy it.
That's way more work.
Yeah. I mean, black women are the most educated group of people in this country.
Mm-hmm. Like per capita.
Per capita.
Right, yeah.
So if that was going to work, it would have worked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't
know. So how dangerous is Kamala Harris?
I don't know.
So first of all, I'm just going to go on record and say, first of all, I don't think she's going to end up being the candidate, but let us just play the game and say that she did. I don't think she would beat Trump, like, at all.
No, I don't think so.
Not even close. Not that I think she's running for president. I've never been under the assumption that she was running for president.
Right, I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
She's always she's running for something else.
Yeah. A lot like Biden did a few years ago. That's how he became the vice president.
Yeah, I guess by the last time he ran, I think it had turned into that.
Yeah.
Any other time before that, he thought he was going to be
president. Yeah. I'm talking about the last.
Right. So, but she's got to, but even if she's doing that, she's got to attach herself to somebody. And assuming that that's kind of the game plan here, she just like kicked Joe Biden in the nuts, right?
Yeah.
And let's talk about that moment for a minute, because I'm really tired of that moment, really.
She was one of those people, the little girl that was on the bus.
Fuck out of here, Daddy. Civil rights bullshit. So, I shouldn't be watching the fucking debates anyway, because they're not for me, all right?
Agreed.
I shouldn't be watching them, and I should have just stuck with the highlights. And I skipped the first night. Because that shit looked like, that lineup looked hilarious.
Yeah.
I was like, man, fuck that. I'm not watching that shit. Whatever the highlights are going to be a week from now, ain't none of them going to be from night one.
Right.
And true to form, here we are.
Right.
And so, but night two, the grown folks table, whatever. But those debates, which aren't debates, we need to stop calling them that.
Yeah, they're just platforms.
Yeah. They're not even good they're not good at anything.
Yeah.
Right? All they do is just generate sound bites, man.
That's what they're for.
Totally. And then the only people that could possibly be affected by that machine are people who are actually on a fence and who make their political decisions based on WWF rules. That's just like who the fuck that debates are for.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That's who it's for.
Agreed.
They're not for people who are reading books. They're not for people who are fucking reading newspapers and shit. They're for people who are just kind of bouncing in a pinball machine of life. Just like, oh no, I was kind of with them, but then she said this really great thing about busing.
Uh-huh.
What? Are you fucking what? Or the inverse, which is even worse. I was really kind of rooting for her, and then she went against Joe Biden, and I didn't like that. Really?
Yeah.
Are you fucking so now you're uncommitted and racist. Yeah. Right? It's like,
right.
Shut the fuck up. This shit is dumb. All of this shit is ridiculous.
So you didn't like her takedown of Joe?
Oh, man. First of all, takedown is a really strong word. She pulled bussing out of her ass.
Look.
Come on. I understand they all got to, like, take their little bits out of Joe.
Yeah.
To stay competitive so they can stay on the stage to the next whatever.
The reason it works so well is she goaded him into actually making a states' right argument on the stage.
Ridiculous. What the fuck was he thinking? Are you serious? That's what your state decides. What? I heard that shit. I was like, wait a minute. What did he decide?
I was on the ground. I was like, this dude's making a states' rights argument.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, that was beautiful.
Maybe you are segregationist. I don't know what the fuck is happening right now.
Well, but he is. He was. The history of that. At that time, he was. Everybody got it. According to the article I read,
okay,
at least probably 7-8 years ago at this point,
mm-hmm.
there was an article about this, and what the article was saying was that they kind of got together and was like, "This shit's out of hand. We need to end this." And the racist ass motherfuckers were like, "I can't do it."
Right.
Everybody agreed it was bad strategy for Strom Thurmond to bring the bill to end busing, because then everybody could attack it and it wouldn't happen.
Sure.
And they were like, so who's going to do it so it happens? And then Joe stepped up.
Yeah.
So he deserves any heat he takes over that because he was straight up being a segregationist. But, like, I thought it was just bait, you know? It was bait, and he totally took it.
Absolutely. And I think it's funny how he's on TV now, like, totally, like, explaining himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's yelling at, like, Matt Lauer, and he's calling him man, and
I didn't see
you that. Understand man? And I'm yeah, like multiple times. I'm just like, dude, come on, you calm down, Joe. You're fine. You'll be fine. Give it another week. You'll be fine.
Yeah, he needs to chill out.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
They're already eating Harris's ass right now. Because the minute you poke your head up, everybody starts Googling.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, they're Googling shit that black folks were saying a year ago, but whatever. But yeah. Now they're finding all of our think pieces like, hey, she was throwing us the fuck in jail. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like fucking gangbusters.
Right.
Right? She was like burning fucking reports and shit. She was like erasing shit. So, you know, look, she's weak as hell on the shit that matters to us, but whatever. Let's talk about busing.
Hey, you don't want to have to go to the black school in Berkeley.
You serious right now?
I mean, have you seen that school?
Woo.
It's rough. Yeah,
I'm not a fan.
I don't,
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of her. I think,
to say the least, I'm not a fan. Moment didn't, and when I saw that moment happen, it was like, you so damn fake.
It was fake. I mean, it was very disingenuous. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see, like, that moment where a person's, like, trying to conjure what emotion looks like. You know what I mean? She puts her... I've seen people put their hand on their heart before when they're, when they're feeling feelings.
Somebody trying to cry in improv class.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. I was that little girl. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
In Berkeley.
Fuck out of here, man. What, in Selma?
Yeah, she looks, he's like the Little Rock Nine or something.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on. But again, that's not for us. And I'm going to take it even further. Uh-huh. The debates are not for black folks.
No.
Not even close.
No.
Right? Not even close. They're not talking to us. We're not even a substantial portion of the viewing audience. They are not talking to us.
Well, I'll tell you what. In one way, black folks play into the debate because the people, the votes they're trying to win, like a good chunk of the Democratic base,
mm-hmm.
is the like the guilty white liberals.
Okay.
Who are going to vote, you know, some of them, a good enough portion of them are going to vote and consider what the couple black people they know say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So like... There's a white Democratic voter that takes great pride in voting for the same candidate as all their black friends.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, I saw Get Out, yeah.
You did. So if they can, like, say, talk about reparations, they win those voters, those white voters.
Yeah.
And a few black voters. You know what I mean? So, but I'm agreeing with you. But sure, I'm just saying, sure. You know.
But at the end of the day, black folks are just going to vote whatever's Democrat. That's it. That's just what we're going to do.
For good reason.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying though, like that's to me, they're just never fucking talking to us ever. They're never doing that.
Yeah.
And they only care about certain so many states when they come to get our vote.
Yeah. That's right? True. That's real true.
So, you know, and you would think that it would be all the places like where we're really vast, right? You know, these big southern states or something like where there's just like lots of us. But it's like, nah, man, y'all gonna get blocked the fuck out anyway. So,
yeah,
go ahead and fuck with these New York blacks, fuck with these Chicago blacks, fuck with these California blacks.
Uh-huh.
You know, y'all motherfucking Carolina's blacks, y'all. Georgia blacks, y'all getting shut the fuck out.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
how dangerous is she then, in your opinion?
Well, I guess the only thing that she can really do is hurt whoever the leader is, but that's only going to last until people realize...
that that's what she's doing.
Right. Yeah. That she's technically... because the more she kind of goes at it, like this whole thing about like, well, who can beat Trump, right? Like you have to imagine... what that is going to look like.
Yeah.
Let me back up. Again, all debates are bullshit.
Yes.
So I'm talking about what a debate with Trump would look like, understanding that would be the worst television ever. Right? Mm-hmm. And so, really, if you are one of the people who watches these things thinking you're going to figure out who's going to do a debate better against Trump as if that sways voters, if you're that naive.
Yeah. That's...
But if I go into your world for a moment, if you're looking at a Democratic candidate to determine who would do that best,
yeah,
then you weren't watching any of the Republican debates before, right?
Fair.
Right?
Because he lost all those debates by any debate standard.
And then right. And then when he needed to, he would just, these people were learned. These people were historically relevant. These people were political magnates. You know, these were like professional politicians.
Right.
And he would just go on there and be like, he's short. He's a child. I gave them money. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, and then America just went fucking nuts. And it's not going to be any different now. That's how he's running the country.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not going to be any different now.
Right.
So if you think putting, like, I don't know, Peter Booty Cheeks he really talks a great game, and you're going to put him on a stage with Trump, and you think he's going to talk circles around Trump, everybody can talk circles around Trump.
He talks circles around himself.
Yeah. He don't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The debate is not where any of this happens.
That's correct.
Not, you know, it's where, but we're allowing that to kind of, some of us are allowing that to happen. And we just really need to get out of this whole idea that that's what the debates are. That they're just a wash.
Yeah.
They're just a total wash.
It's like the only thing you can do in a debate is fuck up. You can't advance anything, but you can fuck up.
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
So, no, I don't think, you know, look, Biden's still well ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
The closest thing, you know, to him is Bernie. That's it.
It's depressing.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's depressing.
I mean, if Biden knows, you know, I don't think he's going to get on there on a stage of Trump. And first of all, by the time he gets up there, we're already going to know how this is going to shake out, I think. By the time any debate happens. I think we're going to kind of know.
I think Biden definitely loses to Trump.
You think so?
Yeah.
Mm.
For the same reasons. I mean, if it's an actual election, he beats him. If it's an actual election, Hillary's president. But I think, I don't think Biden splits with Trump any different than Hillary splits with Trump. I think he still wins by 3 or 4 million votes.
Mm.
Wins big in all the states she won. And then Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, all those states are close. And Trump steals them.
Mm.
I mean, he wins the election, but he doesn't get into office.
Right, right, right. You know? Right.
I don't see any of that type of Democrat because they already have the playbook for that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think a year ago when we did a show, more or less, we had basically said that Trump was still probably going to win.
Yeah.
And I just don't see anything that's making me change that position yet.
Definitely not.
You know? That's sad.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah.
Definitely not encouraging.
Anything else on what they're doing, the Democrats?
No, I don't really. Yeah, whatever with them, you know.
Yeah,
it's the voters that I worry about. Just that people can witness all this and still not really try to have any kind of strategic mind for it.
Yeah.
Like not even an attempt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're rooting for the people themselves to win. Like, I'm happy for him he won or something. Like, what the fuck is that, man? Like, I don't know these people.
Yeah.
I don't care what they do in their personal life. I don't care if they're miserable or happy. Like, who gives a shit, man?
Right.
They don't care if I'm miserable or happy.
True.
But, like, your quality of life exists on a spectrum. And with certain ones in there, you're going to be at a certain point in that spectrum. And with certain other ones, you're not.
Yeah.
Why can't you just boil it down to that basic level instead of acting like you're voting, like you're going to church or some shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not what it is.
But it kind of is. We are kind of doing that unconsciously.
That's exactly, yeah, that's how everybody acts. Everybody needs to just go to church.
Oh, dear. Why?
Because they're treating everything else like it's church. Maybe if everybody just got that out of their system on the weekend, then when they came to other things, they could act like a rational adult.
Yeah, because that's been working out smashing. That's been working out fucking great.
It's a last-ditch effort.
Yeah, okay.
But you got all these people.
The separation of church and state is now basically just a footnote in goddamn history.
No, but it trips me out. You have all these people, like especially liberals, who are so proud of themselves that they like don't go to church and they're enlightened.
Yeah.
But then they approach their politics and their social settings with the exact same of type of rigid morality that church-going people live their life with.
Right.
And it's like, you didn't let go of the right things. You know what I mean? If you're going to leave that behind, that's actually the specific part of it that you're supposed to be leaving behind. Like, I don't give a shit if you still believe in God or not. I want to know if you know how to not be a rigid asshole about stuff. That's the important factor. You know what I mean? Yeah, in terms of how it affects the rest of us. Oh my God. It's exhausting.
I guess we are done talking about the Democratic Party.
I guess we are. Yes, okay. I guess we are.